We are learning Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. We learned yesterday Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says when you pay Meitav Shal Nizik. That's the more came out of Maskana. It means that we are paying the karka. You have to pay the best karka. What qualifies the best karka? The best karka the Nizik has. Rabbi Akiva says no. Loiba Kosov to make all on the Mazik. The Mazik pays his best property. The Kavachayim Lehekdish. As it says, Kavachayim Lehekdish. Of course, Hekdish will pay. When you pay Hekdish, you have to pay for Midiyas. More say, what are we talking about? If we're talking about Hezek, the pasuk says Shara Eyom Arachman of Loi Shara Hekdish. That if your Shar damages the Shar of Hekdish, the halacha is that you don't have to pay. So it can't be for that. Teretzism means when you say a donation, you give a donation to Bet Gabayis. So then we say we collect from Idias. So Gemara asks, it should be a Balchayv, Balchayv Ebeinus. So Zog Gemara on top, V'chit Heimam, Shavu Rabbi Kiva Kol Balchayv Na'amiv Idias. Maybe Kiva holds, every Balchayv gets Idias. So then, and we learn out, the Kavachaymer, Hekdish will also get Idias. But still Shver, because it's not a good Kavachaymer, Ikla Mifrach, you can make a Pircha on the Kavachaymer, that maybe, even if a Balchayv gets Idias, that's Tafka Hedyek. Because you find that by Nezikin, the hedi gets paid if he gets damaged. That the hekdish does not get paid if it gets damaged. So it's worse. So it's not a kavachayim. What's kavachayim lehekdish? So it's shver. Now, what does Rabbi Kiva mean, kavachayim lehekdish? So our answer is Rabbi Kiva Taka holds that a hekdish that gets damaged by a hedit, you have to pay. Now you have to pay. You have to pay nezik shalom. Loy lom the nagach tur di don tur hekdish. Our shar damaged the shar of hekdish. The kasha law, it says in the pasuk shar eyu amachman of loy shar hekdish. You had a kasha that it says shar eyu and not shar hekdish. So it sounds like a potter. Rav Akiva saw like Rav Shimon ben Menasya. Rav Shimon ben Menasya who argues on this drasha and he says the opposite. The Tanya looked at the price. So Rav Shimon ben Menasya, amen. Shor shal hekdish, nagach shor shal hedyet, potter. The halacha is if shor hekdish damages the shor shal hedyet, then he potter. But the opposite, shor shal hedyet, nagach shor shal hekdish, bein tam, bein muad mashalom nezek shalom. Even though usually, when our shor damages someone, it won't be chatzi nezek if it's karen. But if it damages hekdish, it pays right away nezek shalom. Why? Make a drash like this. Shor ra'eyu is when you have a chilek, a difference between tam and muad. Masha einkein. A shor, if it damages a shor shal hekdish, it's going to pay nezek shalom. So on the spot, we know that you pay nezek shalom. So that means kavachayim lehekdish. It means Rabbi Kiva says that first of all, I hold meitav shal mazik, and also I heard from you, Rabbi Shmuel, that hekdish you potter when you damage hekdish. No, you're not potter. You're chayiv like Rav Shimon ben Asi, and you pay, kavachayim you pay idias. The only shaila would be that what's the havmin you shouldn't pay idias. Avivai, you're part of the parasha of Nezikin. You just don't pay Chatzi Nezek. So what happens if you lose the Meitav? That's if it's in the parasha of Nezikin. You pay even more. You pay Nezek Shalom. So why should you have a parasha of Meitav? We need Kavachayim, like a whole limud. The effect of Rashba and Masechet Gittin. So Rashba Gittin answers that since it says in the pasuk of Meitav, of Bi'er Stay Achar, you would think that Sedrosha, Stay Achar, means someone else's field, like a friend of yours. Masha'inkin hekdish not called stayachas. So you think it's like a gzeres akosav that there's no demeitav by hekdish. Kamashvul on the kavachaymer, and I the miyit. It's not real miyit b'stayachas. Just like it's just a mashmoyes. So the kavachaymer hekdish would say that you do pay idias. So that's pshat in Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that you pay meitav shel mazik and you pay when you pay for hekdish. Now the shalom you're paying for idias. Yehachi feiti gemara. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, remind me idis tenis gemizaburis kizaburis the mazik pligi. How do you take a know? There is Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva arguing regarding which meitav do you pay? Do you pay the meitav shel nizik or the meitav of the mazik? Like we said yesterday, what's the machlokes? It's a case where the best of the nizik is worth the same much like the worst of the mazik. So it's machlokes. If you pay the zaburis, you pay the idis of yourself of the mazik. Maybe everyone holds ben nizik shamina. You go lekula. What's the machlokes? The machlokes is v'ha'cha puk de Rav Shimon ben Asi v'rabbanan k'mefagi. Maybe the whole machlokes just is that Rabbi Kiva is coming to say that hekdish is chayiv. Maybe they're arguing, Halachah of Shimon Nasi Rabban Kamath Gir, Kiva Savar, Kiva Shimon Ramanasia, that Yechayiv by Nezikin of Hekdash. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Karabanan. Rabbi Shmuel holds it there Rabbanan. Right, the Gemara, if that's the case, Im Kain, so that's the Havamina. Who said that they're arguing with Nizik and Mazik? Maybe they're only arguing about Hekdash. That's the Gemara's question. So we're going to have a few questions on this. First of all, Im Kain, my loy ba'akosav. If that was the case, or Kiva's just say to Rabbi Shmuel, Kavachayim Hekdash is Chayiv, you say Hekdash is Potter, Kavachayim Hekdash is Chayiv. Why did I say loy ba'akosav? The last one of Kiva is loy ba'akosav. Ella Ligvis and Zikim Nidias. Why have I speak that out? That's extra. If you're not coming to say something about the Meitav itself, so what are you saying? That's Kasha number one. Well, that's Mashma. We'll argue something in the Pasuk. That the Pasuk is not saying Nizik, only Mazik. That's number one, why you have to say it's too much like this. Number two, Va'oid, my Kavachem Lehekdash. What is Kavachem Lehekdash? The way Rashi turns the Kasha is that since Rabbi Kiva agrees that Idias is Nizik, so it's a Kula. So then, what's kavachayim lehekdash? It's a greyisa. He's saying only have to pay the meitav of the nizik. So what's my kavachayim lehekdash? There wouldn't be a kavachayim lehekdash because it's not a chumra. That's the way Rashi learns the kasha. Tosfos is very bothered by that because to look at Tosfos the Maskel Va'oid, he says the kasha the perushai the ein zek reusa elechumra the elechumra the Rav Shmuel patal gamri mazik hekdash. What do you mean? It's still a chumra. Because here you're part of saying Kavachem Lehekdash is Chayiv and Chayiv Meitav. Al Kaponim, I look at Tosfos for different shot. But either way, we have this is the second problem. Third problem, Va'oid, Ha'amar of Ashi Tanya Behedi, Rashi says that says the first in the Braisa, Meitav Sadeu, Meitav Karmi Yishalim, Meitav Sadeu Shanizik, Meitav Karmi Shanizik, the Rabbi Shmuel. We see clearly in the Braisa that they're arguing about Nizik or Mazik. Why? Because Rav Ashi says the Braisa, he's girls clearly, that Meitav Sadeu Nizik, the Rabbi Shmuel. Rakiva says, Meitav Shav Mazik, Meitav Karmi Mazik. This thing, Liba Kosva, Ligvois, or Kiva says first in this Braisa. Meitav Sadeo Shav Mazik, or Meitav Karmi Shav Mazik. So you see, Klar, they're arguing, do you have to pay the Idis of Nizik or Idis of Mazik? And then here, the Braisa adds on, Makavachayim Lehekdish, that there's another Machlaikas. There's two Machlaikas, according to Rashi, between Vishmar and Vakiva. Machlaikas number one is, if it's Meitav Shav Nizik or Meitav Shav Mazik, for example, when there's a Burus of Mazik is worth like the Idis of the Nizik, that's number one. Number two is, there's a machlokes if you have to pay by damaging Hekdash, do you have to pay damages? You pay Nezek Shalom, or you pay nothing? Zok to Gemara Vayta. Rambalei Avayta. L'Rava. Ksiv, it said in the Pasuk, Meitav Sadeu Meitav Karmi Yishalim. That sounds like Meitav Yimidu Chiyaloi. It sounds like you have to pay Meitav. When you pay for your damages, you have to pay the best. Meitav. Meitav of your field, the best of your field, the best property you have to pay. On the other hand, the Braisa says like this, V'atanya, Yoshev, L'rabbis, Shavakesev, Afilosubim. There's another Braisa, Darshan is for the Pasuk by Bar, that there it says, Yoshev, it says, Bala Bar Yisham, Kesev, Yoshev, Balav, V'ameisi Eloi. It says in the Pasuk, that, why is the extra word Yoshev? It says, you'd pay Yisham, Kesev, L'Balav, it should have said. What's Yisham, Kesev, Yoshev, L'Balav? So he dives the next word, Yoshev, Vafilu Subin. You even could pay junk. Subim is like the junk of the wheat. You could pay that. The bran, you could pay the bran. So it's first in his price. You don't have to pay Meitav, you could pay even bran. So it's a stira. So Mara says, like Kasha, Kam Medaitoi, Kam Bakarchoi. The Mara wants to tie up that maybe there's a difference. If the Mazik pays himself without anyone asking him to, then you could pay even bran. But once you bring you to Bezdin, and Bezdin has to force you to pay, and Bal Karchoi, then you have to pay Meitav. That's how the more first want to answer. That the chilik is, the difference is, if I want to answer, that the difference is, that the Kamadai, the Kamad Karchoi, or either Rav, may Rav want to answer the Teretz, that the answer is, that it depends if it's Bal Karchoi or Medaita. If he does it himself, he can pay anything he wants. If he does Bal Karchoi, they force him to pay Meitav. And he's assuming that Yishalim is a loshen of Bal Karchoi. You see, Meitav is only when you're being forced to pay. The loshen Yishalim doesn't mean that Bal Karchoi. If we would say Bal Karchoi, be Yishulam, being forced to pay. Yishalim is mashma, even midaitoi, and still it says meitav, so it can't be the teretz. The teretz cannot be that the difference is midaitav al karchoi, and it's not a raya from Yishalim. It's not a raya from Yishalim Akeret. Yishalim is mashpi. Even when you pay yourself, you still have to pay meitav. So Shver, what's exactly the answer to the stira? One hand says meitav, other hand it says that Yoshev l'rabbi is shavah kesef fil subim. So elam abaya kedemar. I'm going to answer your kasha like the way Rabba answers a certain brisa. And here we're going to bring down a brisa that got maisa oni. And through that, we're going to get an idea of how to answer this kasha of the stira between meitav and afil subim. The time within a brisa. The lacha is when it comes to maisa oni. If someone is worth 200 zuz, he's not considered ani, and he's not get any ma'aser ani. But if he has 199 zuz, he gets ma'aser ani. Not only gets ma'aser ani, he gets all the matnas aniim, you know, lekach shechapeya. Not only that, they can give him, if you give him 1,000 at a time, so he goes from 199 to being worth 1199. It's fine. It doesn't have to give him one zuz. You give him as much as he wants. Once he's qualified as ani, he gets as much ma'aser ani as he wants. That's the halacha. 200 zuz, you're not an ani. If you're 199, you're ani, get as much as you want. So that's what it says in the Mishnayis in Peah. But it says in the Brayis like this: someone who has fields, he has houses, he looks like a rich guy. But he has no money. He needs money to buy food. He has no way to, he can't sell them. So you give him Maisani until half its value. Half the value of his sodas and krum. And we'll see what that means. But meanwhile, it means like this: that if you could sell it for, you make him sell it down to half, and then you mash them the other 100 zuz. Let's say you could sell it for 100 zuz, you give him another 100 zuz. And what's going on here? It's not clear. So, machil mois maisani ad mechza, vahavi boy. And we have a kash on this. Vahavi mar, my rabbi had a kash. Hechidami. If everyone's real estate went down because something happening in the world, so all his real estate went down. His went down also. So Lamaisa now, his real estate that used to be worth, let's say $500, is 500 zuz, which is a lot of money, let's say, now it's worth 180. So it's worth 180, so he's an ani. He's an ani. The whole world's value went down, so he's an ani.
So if, is cash in hand or
the value was assets also. But it has to be assets that could be turned into money quickly. So here, if all his assets are only worth 180, and that's how it is by everyone, so I feel to an ami, lisfaletic. Why only give him up to half? Like, why only give him only up to half? You give him as much mice ani as one. He's a real ani. Dozol kuliam anami. He's a real ani. You give him as much as you want. So if it's not worth 200 zuz, so you give him even 11 zuz, you give him mice ani. Give him whatever he wants. Ella, there must be. Everyone's property is up. So it means his property is really worth over 200. But today, since he has no cash here, and he tells everyone he has no cash, so either I have enough for Gazuzi, since he's running around, everyone knows he's desperate, Zolari, no one's willing to pay full price, they know the guy's desperate. So his properties went down now. But he doesn't want to sell for a loss. He doesn't want to sell for a loss, but on the other hand, it's his fault. Like Tosis learns Peshaya, Rashi learns a little different. So then Afilu Portanami legislation, give any of my son, because really, like Rashi says, his property is worth more than 200 zuz. Now he's going around looking for money, that's making the value come down, but Be'etzin, the value is up. So we shouldn't give anything. So the cash is, what exactly is Bryce talking about? Giving him half. It says, Bim Ad Mechti, give him, let's say his properties were worth at 1.240. You make himself at the 120, and then you give him another 80. That's what it says. Well, like, what's going on here? If the all his properties are worth less for real, so then he gets, then the halacha is you get the full 1,000 zuz. If it's only because of him, so then he shouldn't get anything. So what exactly is going on in this brisa? Va'amar Amar Allah. So Rabbah answered on this. That's his Rebbe. His Rebbe, Rabbah answered to answer this kasha. He explained the brisa of Maisa Ani. Lo tzricha d'biyomi nisan yikrarta. Way it works is, by everyone, is that in the days of Nisan, the property is worth more. Why? Because that's the planting season. If you buy something in Nisan, so you still can plant a crop for the next winter. That starts you start plowing and you start getting ready the field for planting. V'yomei Tishrei, it's too late already. You're going to lose that year's crop. So therefore, all properties go down in price. Zolarta. So the Kuli Amma, most people make sales, they wait to Nisan to sell. The Kuli Amma, not Riyad Nisan. Mazab, they sell it. V'hai, Hovet Tzrichel, Ezuzis, he needs money. Zovin Kadashta, he wants to sell now. So, like this, it's not a Makas Medina, and it's not also a Pshia of his because he's looking for money. It's just a Metzias. Right now, the prices are down. And automatically, prices go up. So here, the luck is that you add Palgo or Klemezel. The derech is that it'll go down down to half. Tvei lav or Klemezel. Less than that, it won't go down. So therefore, we give him he's considered like the Mishnah would say, like Rainer would say, it's like the halacha is that a usher that's going in makom l'makom. Let's say you have an usher who's traveling, so you're allowed to give him ma'aseh ani because right now where he is, he doesn't have money. But even if he has money somewhere else, he doesn't get a full amount of ma'aseh ani because he's still like a traveling ani. So this guy is not a full ani. He's not a full usher. He's a mixas ani because this property has a value of 200 zuz when he sells it in Nissan. Right now, it doesn't have that, but right now he has to sell it because he has no money. So therefore, we give enough money to be mashed under 200 zuz, and then we let him go. That's it. We don't give him more than that because he's not a real ani. So that's the idea that Rabbi answers. So what Rabbi is trying to say is there's this metzias that something can be worth. It has all inherent value, but there's a difference in the time of the season. That in Nisan it's worth this much, and Tishrei is worth this much. And that's all take out of Rabbi to answer us by Nezikin. V'achinami gab Nezikin, when it comes to payment of Nezikin, dina b'idias. Really, he has a din idias. The Nezik demand, the guy got damaged, wants idias. But he tells the Mazik, you know what, I don't want your idias. I don't want your property in Manhattan, because I don't have anything else in Manhattan. I have a property in Rockland County, which is like Bainanus, and I want something next to my property in Rockland County. So give me Bainus, but give me a little bit more, of course, because Bainus is worth a little less. Give me a little more for that value. So I want that. He demands that. Amalei, so he tells him, Ishaklis kedinacha shakal kahashto. V'loi shakal kedinacha kameh. If you're taking idias, you take like the value of right now. Because this is the damage happened in Tishrei. But if you're going to take Bainus, which is not your din, you have to take like the later on price. So Rashi explains, what's going on here? Why any Yashil Rabbi Subin? Because trying to answer Astir over here. So Rashi explains like this, that if it would be not a Shiloh of Yukrul of the Kameh, so that's Pashut, that the Nizik could say that I want Bainus more, because that's Pashut. I've been an idiot. Of course I could take Bainus. That's what Rashi says. The Pashut is teaching us, Yashiv, that I could demand, that the Mazik could say, the guy is paying could say, that if you could take something that's not your din, I'm giving you like the later on price. That's what Yashiv is teaching us. L'Rabbi the Philo Subin means, even Subin is trying to teach us that even though you have a din, you could take Bainus also, but I could force you to take like the later on price. And that's the answer to the Stira. Stira was that says, Meitav says, Rabbi the Philo Subin, Meitav is if you take a din. But if you want a different din, then I can even give you Kiyukur al-Kameh. It's a little shver exactly how it fits the Lashon. That's what Rashi says. Look at Rashi, V'amaleh. Halfway down the Rashi, V'amaleh, it's on the left side. It's like halfway, it's like a third of the way down the Amud. L'hoki itzrich la'abayel u'kuma b'hoki g'da amron, the soif l'yak v'nisam, that it was going up v'nisam. So the ain't soif l'yak k'rol amas, what do you need a pasuk for? Pshita, di boi nizik l'mishko subin shakal, ba'a kachos amazir. So fill b'idiyas y'off v'kaycha, kachos ken bainis. Even take Yukur HaKameh. So that's where we're holding right now, where we answered a P Rabba. So what do you need Rabba for? But my son, just to show this idea that it's just a thing as something that has an etzem value, that Tishrei is one way and this is another way. That's what we're trying to show, this idea. And we're saying, therefore, we'll answer by Nizik also. And that's what we're holding right now. We tried this Teretz, we'll see. It won't work out. But this is the Teretz we're trying to say, but the answer to the steer between Meitav and Yashiv.